I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Spotlight episode of the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. I'm joined today by the amazing and magical Christine Collins. Now, I love Christine because she has helped me with her Hypnopothecary, which is this amazing hypnosis audio library, apothecary, full of powerful hypnosis audios. And I love listening to just little ones here and there. They get me in the right mindset. They help me to overcome some of my blocks. It's absolutely brilliant. And also I'm part of her Magic in Creation program as well, which is brilliant for bringing together that magical manifesting side of being a business owner and sharing what it is that you have to offer in your creations, as well as some really tangible and practical ideas and advice as well. So Christine is someone that I have followed for many years, and I'm so excited to have on the podcast today. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's delightful to be here.
So good. And today we're actually going to be talking about magical messaging and mindset. And so, Christine, I really wanted to have this conversation with you because I love your magical, mystical take on a lot of the things that we do as business owners. So I'd love to start by asking, you know, as you know, I'm a big fan of having very strong messaging, but what do you mean when you say magical messaging?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And because messaging can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And so the blend that I have brought together comes from my very eclectic background. I have a master's in psychology and then one in marketing, but also I bring in this side of hypnosis and then the mindset. And so I've kind of taken all of that and married it together. And it is with a focus for intuitive solopreneurs because, you know, we bring an extra element in with our intuition. So that is part of the magic in magical. But then there's also this piece of being neuroinformed and really understanding and respecting the psychology of our audience and our clients and making sure that we are taking good care of them as well as good care of our own mindset at the same time.
That is so beautiful. And so we're just seeing this coming together of what have been sort of traditionally quite stale, I would say, things in the marketing space. And also, I loved what you said about looking after our people as well, because there are some marketing strategies and messaging strategies that bypass people's consent. You've probably heard me talking about consent-based marketing. And so I love the integrity with which you talk about this messaging as well and neuroinformed marketing and messaging. So Christine, I would say that messaging is like one area where most of my intuitive healers, you know, those people who are in that model of business or that niche of business, that's probably where they really struggle the most because they want to talk about big picture things like intuition and direction and confidence, but it is difficult sometimes to translate that into something tangible or something that people understand. You can often have big, shiny, lovely, sparkly words, but people don't actually get it and understand. So for people who are in that situation, your people in that intuitive space or in that healing space, in that very eclectic space as well, I would say, a lot of things that they bring together, what advice would you have for them about really honing in on messaging that's going to attract the right clients?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And I love this question because it's so important. I think that we can get lost in the abstract sometimes, especially if our minds work that way. And we can also get lost in the terminology, you know, if you're a practitioner in a particular space. So I think that it comes down to making the messaging very tangible and connecting it into her lived experience. So it's not about a term, it's about what's happening in her everyday life. What is she feeling? What is she seeing? What happens from the time she wakes up in the morning and goes into her day? Where does that show up for her? And then speaking to it as tangibly as you possibly can telling that story of her life back to her so that it's resonating for her. And really, the more clear details you can use, the sights, the sounds, the taste, the smells, the sensory details, and the emotional elements that kind of tie it all together, it brings it to life. Yeah. And then that person who is that niche aligned client is seeing this and going, oh my gosh, this sounds just like me. Yeah. This is what I'm living with. This is my experience. And then they know that you know that they know. And it creates a beautiful connection between you and that perfect client.
Yeah, I love that so much. There's something powerful about having someone like say to you, like, I get it. This is, I've been through this as well. Or I get it. I see you. And that sense of feeling seen and feeling understood is so powerful when we're scrolling through a very noisy internet and very mm-hmm. noisy social media to yep. to see your lived experience reflected back at you. I really love that. And I 100% agree with that. And so something that you just touched on there that I want to narrow in on was that niched perfect mm-hmm. client. So yes. I know there are lots and lots of different ways to niche. I have my own little model of niching, but I love hearing about all the different models of niching because I think they all do a very important job. So do you want to tell us, like, what's your take on niching and your approach? Because that can be a really tough one as well in the magical space or in the healing space, in the mm-hmm. esoteric space, because tapping helps everyone. Hypnosis could help anyone. So right. what's your take on niching and how we should be, maybe looking at that a little closer?
Yeah. And you're right. There are so many ways to niche. And I think there's like certain traditional ways that people think of when they hear that word. Mm. So when I talk about niching, I have kind of two focus areas, and that is niching to her desire. Mm-hmm. So understanding what is the thing that she's wanting in her life or something that's missing, and then also niching to that lived experience. So yeah. what is it that's happening for her day in and day out that takes us right into the tangible elements? So it's not this, abstract, hard to digest understanding. It's something very, very clear and specific that's going on with her. Mm-hmm. And when we know those two things, we know who we're talking to and we know what it is that she's wanting and we know what it is that she's experiencing. Mm-hmm. And with those pieces, it makes it a lot easier to create a message that's actually going to captivate her and connect with her and draw her in.
Yeah, that is so great. And I mean, it's so aligned. I mean, it's looking at it through a slightly different lens, but I love that because sometimes I know that the way that I talk niching is very marketing speak, right? And some people get quite blocked around that. Whereas this I find is very accessible. Just mm-hmm. get clear. What does your ideal client want? What mm-hmm. is your ideal client's lived experience, right? And who are they? So it's a really powerful and effective way to be able to look at it through a slightly different lens. And maybe that will open something up for you where you can see, mm-hmm. oh, if I focus specifically on this goal then mm-hmm. and this desire, then I'm able to speak far more specifically about what's in the way of that desire. And mm-hmm. so that's where magical messaging happens for me, is when all of a sudden you create that sense of, oh, you've been peeking in my windows, because that's exactly yeah. what I said to my sister yesterday, right? Or whatever it yeah. might be. It's that yep. sense of, you know me. And so mm-hmm. that creates that understanding of, well, and then you'll be able to help me. So yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Okay, so there's a little bridge between the magical messaging and the magical mindset. And mm-hmm. that is, I find that some people really struggle to talk about the outcome of what they do or the big promise, right? It used to be used, it's talked in marketing as the big promise, which of course makes people run for the hills because, like, I can't promise anything, I can't guarantee anything. So, yeah. Do you see this as well, where people really struggle to like stand up for their services or speak strongly in their messaging about, hey, this is amazing and it will help you? Do you see people really struggle with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is where the mindset piece kind of comes into the picture. Because if we don't have that sort of confidence in it, it's going to show through for sure in the messaging. And I think we can all kind of go back to, you know, an experience or a person or something somewhere along the way that has kind of created a negative belief that maybe we're still carrying. And still continuing to hold on to that belief, we may not even be fully conscious of it. It's going to show up in lots of different ways as we're trying to communicate because of the, you know, it informs the way we do everything. If we have a belief that we're not good at something or we're deficient in some way, it comes through in the way that we speak, in the way that we write, in the way that we interact with other people. And so until we get that kind of cleared up for ourselves, our messaging will always fall flat without that mindset element kind of built in.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can just show up in such sneaky ways, right? Like, I often will receive emails from people and it almost sounds like the email is an apology. Like, I'm so sorry to sell to you today. Like, normally I just give you great free stuff, but I've got a little thing, right? So sometimes it's that sense of like apology or, just not like you've got something really amazing and you're not telling us clearly exactly why it's so amazing. What are other ways that it shows up that you see? Like, what could be some of those clues about those mindset blocks or clues about the way that we message?
Yeah, well, one of the most common things that I hear and see is people talking about how things feel hard, content feels hard, creating things feels hard. And usually to me, that's an indication of a lack of flow. And flow is directly connected to your mindset. So when we haven't been taking care of that mindset, we haven't been giving ourselves downtime that we need to work on mindset, it can really manifest itself in our content. And the first thing I notice when I'm overbooking myself or kind of running around a little bit too much is that my content starts to dry up and my copy gets really boring. And it starts to get more generic. And like we were talking about with not being tangible and clear and specific, usually that's an indication for me that I haven't been doing my hypnosis audios. I haven't been taking that time out to create and generate that flow that brings in all of the juicy ideas. And it sounds really like common sense, you know, but when we get busy, we get out of flow. And when we get out of flow, we get mindset blocks, mindset wobbles, a lack of good ideas, things just kind of feel stuck. And so it's a great time for us to like take that step back and dial up the mindset piece because it absolutely affects the messaging side of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if content feels hard, creating feels hard, then showing up on social media feels hard. We might share a safer message because we don't want to be seen right now. Or, you know, there's just so many ways that it can impact on that messaging and also then our presence as well. So if someone is feeling that way, right, they're feeling like they are maybe wearing an invisibility cloak online, like no one's seeing what they're doing, or creating content feels hard, or they feel like they're not allowed to sell to their audience, they feel like they're in apology state when they're selling, what would be your advice, you know, in terms of some practical ways that people could get that mindset back on track or uncover and clear some of those things in the way?
Yeah, well, my favorite number one thing is hypnosis. There are some other ways that you can get into flow. The reason that I like hypnosis so much, though, is because it does two things really well at the same time. One is it gets you really deeply relaxed. So you get that restorative time, that like juicy downtime. But it also can help with mindset wobbles and blocks at the same time that you're relaxing and getting rejuvenated. And it gets you into that flow state, that alpha brainwave flow state, where you can kind of be more creative, more productive. You know, this can actually be measured on functional MRIs. Like, it's not like some abstract fluffy concept. Flow is very measurable. And what it does is it actually reduces frontal lobe activation of like self-consciousness and anxiety and actually helps you to shift into that state where you can generate ideas and have that little dose of confidence. We actually get a little dopaminergic hit, like a little bit of a reward system activation. And so there's a lot of benefits there, but you know, it doesn't have to be hypnosis. There are other things that you can do to get into flow, into a state of like pleasure and relaxation, you know, take a walk, you know, have a swim, get out into nature, do something that's really enjoyable, dancing, singing, you know, do some art. Really any of those things can help to kickstart your flow state. And all of that ties together with your mindset. You know, it sounds like, oh, what? I just have to have fun. but it's actually like, it's not just that. Like, it sounds simple, but you're activating things in your brain that are going to contribute to your capacity to generate good content, because we have all the strategy, we do the niching, we do all the like mental, like figuring it out and the logical stuff. But if you don't have your flow, you don't have your mindset piece in place, all of that just kind of falls flat. The energy isn't there behind it, and the words are nice, but they're not infused with anything magical.
Yeah. And I love that. And that's part of the reason why I love your Hypnopothecary so much, because I do. I feel like even just listening to 6 or 7 minutes, my shoulders are down. I'm breathing deeper. Mm-hmm. I can think more clearly. And mm-hmm. those things generate better content. A lot of my content is spoken. And so, you know, mm-hmm. if people are doubting this, I even think about how you would show up on a Facebook Live if mm-hmm. prior to that you were going through like your financial statements and you realize you've got an unexpected bill and oh, you're gonna have to come up with some extra money, oh, this is gonna happen, right? And you're in that right. frantic I need to fix something state, and then you show up on a Facebook Live to help mm-hmm. people. Yeah, you can put your face on and you can turn up and speak to people, but that frenetic energy, it absolutely mm-hmm. translates. Whereas yeah. if you show up on a Facebook Live and you've done a meditation and you're feeling really mm-hmm. calm and grounded, that shows up in a different way. For yeah. me, a lot of the Facebook Lives that I do is right after like something fun, or you know, I've been playing with Munchkin, or I've been having a laugh with my partner. And yep. so, you know, it's that sense of excitement and happiness that comes through, but it's not like this frenetic, tense type of excitement. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, even just seeing it reflected in like what you do right before you do something like show up on video, mm-hmm. that impacts as well, as you said, like what you do right before you write an offer for social media. It doesn't right. have to be on video that it makes a difference, because your right. choice of words will be different. The mm-hmm. anxiety with which you need to get this done will be different. The pressure that you put on it to make some money will be different. And so right. that's really powerful to just stop and pay attention to. If you struggle to understand, like, am I in a good mindset now? I don't really know. Then, well, what did I just do? And how is that making me feel? That's a big indicator of whether you're in that flow state. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very powerful. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Very cool. Now, Christine, you have a really cool free resource that everyone can tap into. Do you want to tell people a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I ran a webinar. It's called Neuro-Informed Messaging, and it is now available as an evergreen training. And it's just under 45 minutes, so it's not super long, but we talk through some of the things that we can do as messengers and marketers in terms of taking care of that client mindset and making sure that we are not doing further harm unintentionally, you know, because I fully believe most of the things that I see or that are happening, it's just because people aren't aware. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where would we have learned these things? You know, so they didn't teach it in school. So it's just understanding some of the kind of the neuroscience and the neurolinguistics behind different buyer styles. Like, there are some people who need additional time to make a decision. So having, you know, some kind of really quick turnaround time for a sales process is not ideal for those people. Mm-hmm. There are other people who need to see the little details, not just the big picture, in order to feel safe to make a purchase. They need to know the day and time. That's really important mm-hmm. for them. I know you've talked about like being able to consult with a partner or family member, you know, and not being pressured or shamed for needing to speak to someone else about a purchasing decision. Yeah. So there are some really simple key things that we can build into our messaging and our marketing as a whole that help to protect the mindset of the client, also prevent further harm. You know, we've all been harmed from marketing over yep. the course of many years. You know, women in particular have been targeted as, you know, we're told we're not enough of this, and we're not good at this, and we're not beautiful enough, smart enough. We don't, you know, all these different things. And we can certainly avoid some of those things in our own messaging. And the perk is that it makes our messaging more effective too. Yeah. So we're protecting the client and taking good care of them, but we're also protecting our own business, and we're marketing in a way that is much more impactful, doing more desire-based marketing, focusing in on that desire and the beautiful horizon of possibilities that she can grow towards, as opposed to like the pain and shame game of, you know, making her feel like crap. You know, it's really not necessary. And it's also, from a neuro perspective, it's much less effective too. Plus it damages that relationship. So I think it can be very helpful in giving that little boost, you know, to your messaging and your marketing.
I love that so much. So we'll pop the link to that free training with Christine in the show notes of today's episode. So make sure that you go and check those out. Thank you so much for all of this, Christine. I think this is such a great conversation, and I just love the alignment between the consent-based marketing stuff that I talk about, the niching and the messaging, and then your beautiful, magical, intuitive approach to some of those concepts. It's less rigid and it's less marketing speak, and it makes it so much more accessible and understandable as well for people who maybe aren't in that space, right? Who aren't able to get into that kind of detail and don't enjoy that process. I think that the way that you do marketing and messaging, it's just so enjoyable. It's so beautiful. It is magical is the exact right word for it, because it does feel like it's very magical. So thank you again, Christine, for coming along on the podcast. The question that I ask at the end of every podcast on the spotlight is, if I was to quote you on something, what is it that you would want me to say?
In the context of this discussion, I would say that our mindset is really the landscape that our messaging lives on and thrives on. And really, just like we talked about, without having that piece, our messaging is just falling flat.
Yeah.
So they really tie together.
That is so powerful. What a great visual as well, right? So the landscape is where the messaging is built, and the mindset is what is the foundation, that structure underneath it. I love that so much. Well, thank you everyone for joining us for this episode of the Spotlight Series. Thank you, Christine, again for coming along. Make sure that you go and check out those show notes, because we'll have links to Christine on socials as well as that free training. And until next time, we cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.